This week, thousands of Texas teachers retired. They quit their jobs to make sure they could take full advantage of Social Security benefits as well as their own pensions. And to be eligible, the teachers had to spend their last workday in a job that actually paid Social Security. Teachers in Texas don't pay into the program. So hundreds of educators have been scrubbing floors and school buses and helping school districts complete and file thousands of pages of paperwork. From Dallas, NPR's Wade Goodwin reports.
At the Dallas County Schools District Office, half a dozen ladies sit patiently awaiting their assignments.
Are there any other questions? Okay, now we're going to take a little tour of the building, and then I'm going to take you to your assigned work sites.
And with that, off they go. This group of teachers who come from all over North Texas is lucky. They're just going to have to enter employee surveys into the school district's computer system. In other districts around the state, the work has been geared more toward cleaning schools and school equipment.
I figured I'd be washing buses here at Dallas County Schools, and then I received my packet, and they had me down for clerical work. So I came dressed for clerical work.
Kay Jonas has been teaching Texas children for 30 years, first special education, then gifted students, then regular third graders. But because this was the last day of the so-called loophole in the federal government's pension offset, she's retiring.
It's sad. It's kind of sad. It was a wonderful experience. I enjoy being with children. They keep you young and they keep you vibrant, and I miss it.
It's complicated, but the way the system is set up in Texas and other states, teachers here pay into their own retirement account called the Teacher Retirement System. As of today, the law will no longer allow teachers who have their own retirement system to receive the full amount of their spouse's Social Security benefits if their spouse dies. It will be reduced by 2/3. These would be benefits that teachers would have been eligible for if they'd never worked at all. And for Kay Jonas and many other educators, they don't think they should be made ineligible because they spent their lives teaching.
I feel like I did work. I've contributed to society by educating our young. And as everyone knows, educators are one of the lowest paid professionals. So anything I can do to help my family to have a better life in retirement, I feel like I need to do.
Critics call this double dipping because with this loophole, teachers will receive their own retirement and their spouse's Social Security benefits after their spouse dies. Teachers say it's not double dipping because they should be allowed to receive what their spouse contributed to Social Security if they lose that spouse. What everyone can agree is being lost with the closing of the loophole is a lot of teachers. Congressman Mike Burgess is working to change that.
I think the state is poorer for having hastened the retirement of good people in the educational system. To me, it does come down to an issue of fundamental fairness, and to the extent that we can correct that problem with the passage of legislation such as 594, we ought to do that.
But for now, 10,000 of Texas's most experienced educators have decided they can no longer afford to stay. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.